For the last 35 years, March sees the UK do something funny for money and host a range of charity events for Comic Relief, also known as Red Nose Day. Here at the Wilnecote School, we include this annual event in our school calendar, and this year was no exception. Even in a time of financial uncertainty, the Wilnecote School community pulled together and we raised over £1,000. Thank you to all the families who gave generously. We raised this money through a combination of a non-school uniform day, a tutor group sweepstake, and arguably the highlight of the week, a staff darts tournament. If you want to do something funny, ask for staff to volunteer to take part in a darts match. Over 4 days, 22 members of staff took part in the knockout stages, with 8 of them making it through to the final on Red Nose Day itself, Friday the 17th of March. Students were able to purchase tickets to come and watch their favourites. Staff played in pairings of their choice and took part in a match of 3-0-1 against the other teams. The rules stated that to win, a player needed to finish on a double. This proved a little too technical for almost all teams, and we ended all but one match with the one dart, closest to the bullseye shot. Our teachers of the deaf, Mrs. Williams and Mrs. Turford, were the first to go through to the final, beating Mr. Folds and Mrs. Gillett. The second knockout rounds saw the best entrance of the week from Mr. Meir on his bike to join his Arrows partner, Mrs. Dare. They competed against the very confident Vegemite duo, Mr. Stevenson and Mr. Croydon. Sadly, their confidence gave way too much pressure in the live match and saw the A-team of Mrs. Duffy and Mrs. Smith not only take victory but also be the only team to finish on a double all week. Day 3 was the turn of Mr. Herbert and Miss Brolin versus Mr. Simpson and Miss Dickens versus Mrs. Whiffin and Mrs. O'Connor. Of all the matches, this one felt the most risky. There were a number of darts that didn't even land in the board and almost hit Mrs. Ager while she was doing the scoring. The crowd got behind all teams before cheering Mr. Herbert and Miss Brolin through to the final. The last day of the knockouts was no less entertaining. Mr. Beck partnered with Mr. Garland were a firm favourite with the crowd. It appeared that Mr. Beck had a defined fan club that day, which saw them through to victory and a place in the final. They took on the PE teachers that are Mr. Doyle and Mrs. Abbott, as well as Mrs. Marland and Mr. Savage. If we were giving out awards for the most creative and dramatic throws, it would most certainly go to Mrs. Marland. She launched those darts at the board in the most interesting of ways. At one time using a run-up, another time she was balanced on one leg. She most certainly understood the assignment to do something funny for money. The final was therefore a four-way match between Mrs. Williams and Mrs. Turford versus Mrs. Duffy and Mrs. Smith versus Mr. Herbert and Miss Brolin versus Mr. Beck and Mr. Garland. With full support from the crowd for all teams, lots of cheering, some high-scoring darts and what felt like an eternity waiting for three of the four teams to finish on the double they needed. Mrs. Williams and Mrs. Turford came back from very far behind to win the whole tournament with one dart in a closest to the ball decider. Well done to the winning duo. They are now reigning champions and maybe we will make this an annual event for our staff, giving them a chance to defend their title. The crowds of cheering students made it a great day and by buying their tickets, they added to the amount we raised for the number of people supported by Comic Relief.